And actually, just a few hundred meters away from here, I was at university in Edinburgh, and I was starting to scheme this idea of trying to cycle around the world, and I was looking around for a charity to support. And I was in a pub one night, just very near here, and I met the dad of a friend of mine who used to work for this charity, and he told me about Hope and Homes, and I was a bit preoccupied, to be honest, with planning my trip, so I thought, yeah, that'll do, that's a charity, tick, off I go, and I set off on my journey. And there wasn't particularly much more of a connection between me and the charity than that when I began. During the course of my ride around the world, though, I visited quite a few of their projects along the way, and in the 4 years that I was cycling, I came to realise that Hope and Homes, I'd really hit a gem supporting Hope and Homes. They're such a caring, which is crucial, obviously, but they're also a very efficient and pragmatic charity, and I really liked that aspect of it, and they make a real difference to people's lives. So when I got back from the journey, I stayed in touch with Hope and Homes, and last year I went out to visit their projects in Sierra Leone, and I was just so struck there by the fact that a small amount of money can make a huge difference to people's lives. So when I came home, I started rummaging around in my brain for an idea to see how I could make a bit of quick cash for the charity. And so the idea of Night of Adventure was born. I basically just asked my mates who'd done interesting trips to come and talk in a pub. And off we went. And it was sold out very quickly. There were loads of people we had to turn away. And it started, and it's now grown to the point where we're now in this terrifyingly massive venue here in Edinburgh. So I'm going to just tell you a little bit about my thinking behind these ideas. And the aim of it really was that I wanted to try and combine in these talks the real mixture of people from everyone in the mad but marvellous category, but varying from the epic, hardcore, lunatic type expeditions down to adventures that are a little bit more gentle, more close to home, a bit more sedate, but still have got the same spirit of adventure at their core. And I hope that by having this real range of very, very different speakers, but who are all living adventurously in their own ways, I hope there'll be something for everyone in the audience. And if not, I was going to say you can have your money back, but you can't. I hope there's something for everyone. The format, in theory, is very simple, but in reality, well, for the speaker, it's easy for you, it's quite scary for the speakers. Don't worry, you'll be fine. Everyone gets just 20 slides, and each slide scrolls automatically after 20 seconds, giving the speakers just 400 seconds to try and convey the story that they're going to tell. It's very short, it's pretty fast, and hopefully by the end of the talk, it's just got you curious, got you thinking, wow, I'd like to know a little bit more about that, and then whoosh, we're on to the next one, someone else up on stage telling you about their own adventures, and it races on at quite a pace. Right, before I start, because I'll forget at the end, I want to thank the speakers. All of the speakers tonight have given up their time to come here, speak tonight, free of charge, and to speak in front of a scary audience in this terrifying format, which I'm trying not to get them worried about. So I'm really grateful to all of you. Thank you very much. And after everyone's talk, there's the 21st slide. We'll show maybe their website address or something like that. If you think there's any way you can get involved with these people, help them out, I was going to say throw money at their next expedition. If you want to throw money at an expedition, speak to me, not the others. But if you can help the others in other ways, that would be great. I want to thank a little extra to Mark Beaumont, who's helped me out quite a bit tonight in terms of the sort of cultural crossover from this Englishman to breaching north of the border into Scotland. He's really helped with getting speakers and selling a lot of tickets. So thank you very much for that, Mark. If this sentence means nothing to you, then I applaud you. There is a Twitter hashtag for this evening, which you'll see up on the screen occasionally. If you want to frivolously waste your life, as I do, on Twitter, please get involved, let the speakers know what you're thinking, and spread the word about Hope and Homes from that. Right. I'm about to start. I've only met two of the speakers before this evening, so I really appreciate that these people I don't know have agreed to help out like this. And they're a very diverse group of people, as you will see when the talks get going. And really the only link between all of us is adventure and Scotland. My thinking when I set this event up was I wanted to get the real interesting variety of Scottish adventurers to come and speak. So I'm afraid that I'm the English imposter for the evening. And so for that reason, and also so I get my talk out of the way, I'm going to start first. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk about the different spirits of adventure, really. I wanted to just try and set the scene for